This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. It is Fridays with Joey Harrington. Story time, although we've got to dig into some college football realignment talk. I've lost Sook, but who cares? Big things going on. I hear your son is in goal in a vicious youth soccer game right now.
It is vicious. You know, it's one of these games, I'll be honest, it's a great learning experience because the team they're playing is a little bit better, and Jack let a couple goals by early, but he's just, I'll be honest, he's getting peppered pretty good here, and he's got, you know, probably 12, 14 saves, but they're down 3-2 here at the end of the, come on, you got it, buddy, there you go, good job. All right, we're good.
Whew. Just got a save,
we're good.
God. Well,
make
he's...
15 saves.
They're hanging in there. So 3-2.
Yeah, they're fighting.
What? How much time do we have left, or is there even a clock?
I'd probably say we got about 10, 15 minutes left in the second half here.
Okay. Well, we'll get you out of here. I know you're busy. We'll get you out of here before the end of the game. So what do you think? I mean, Texas and Oklahoma are likely headed to the SEC. What the heck?
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, this is a conversation. It kind of doesn't seem like it was, what was this, 10 years ago? When Texas, I mean, let's not forget that the only reason that Texas isn't in the Pac-12 right now is because Longhorn Network came around.
Yeah.
Like, this has been in discussions for a long, long time. And Texas, as, we'll just call them a national brand, they've always thought that they deserved a bigger chunk of the pie. And when Longhorn Network came around and they were able to bring that revenue in-house, it kind of, I'll say it pacified them for a few years. But remember, it was Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and I'm gonna mess up a couple of these others because it's been so long. But I think it was like Texas Tech,
yeah,
and TCU and somebody else. There were six teams that were gonna come over and combine with Arizona and Arizona State, and it was gonna be the Pac-12 South. And then the rest of the schools, the originals, were gonna be the Pac-12 North. And that, from my information, it was a pretty close thing to happening, and then Longhorn Network came in. So it doesn't surprise me at all that Texas and Oklahoma now, after, I mean, let's be honest, after spending time the last 10 years as, and not necessarily Texas, but Oklahoma as a national football power, but watching the SEC and the Big Ten continually get the bigger piece of the pie and get more respect than them, you have to imagine at some point they're going to say, gosh, does it really make sense for us to continue to play against TCU and West Virginia and Oklahoma State? And it's time for us to go get our recognition with the big boys.
Now what for the Pac-12, do you think? Who should they add? What do they do?
I don't think you have to add. I think it'll probably happen at some point simply because of how the college football landscape. I mean, look, this whole name, image, likeness thing is going to completely change the landscape of college football, right? The way the money is distributed, it's going to have ripple effects. And I'm not saying that, you know, the fact that college athletes can get paid is what made Oklahoma and Texas leave. But I'm saying that it's all about money, and it's all about, you know, the alignment of who's getting what. And so inevitably it will happen, but I don't think the Pac-12 needs to run out and just start adding teams just because. I mean, what are you going to gain by adding a Oklahoma State or BYU would give you a rivalry with Utah, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've heard the argument of needing to add larger markets to the Pac-12. Well, San Francisco, L.A., Seattle. I mean, Phoenix. These are pretty big markets already. You know, it's not like Tuscaloosa and Starkville are booming metropolises. I mean, this is about putting the right piece into this puzzle as opposed to just adding a piece because somebody else is.
Yeah, I think that the only consideration there is that it just seems like it's moving towards four 16-team leagues, in which case the Pac-12 would have to add four.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's where they should have been 10 years ago. I mean, that's exactly, and had you had that foresight, or had you, you know, fought for that hard enough, and I know it's hindsight, you would have had Texas and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and you would have had these, I would say, a more competitive 16-team conference. But who are you going to add right now that's actually going to make a difference?
Yeah,
and
no.
That's the thing. I'm not in favor of just adding just to add, just to get to a number. If you're going to add, it's got to be somebody that makes sense and actually brings something of value.
What do you think of the idea of the 20-team Big 12 Pac-12 merger?
boy. Again, why? I mean, if there's some sort of data that says it's going to truly be of value to the Pac-12 teams, well, then sure, let's talk about it. But the way I look at it, the Pac-12 has shot themselves in the foot for a long time, and we've talked about this, playing their own championship game on a Friday night. I mean, by simply doing that, you're telling the country what kind of value you place on your own product. But even still, the Pac-12 isn't at a disadvantage because of the number of teams in the conference. The Pac-12 is at a disadvantage because those teams aren't as good at football as the other schools. I mean, that's the reality of it. You don't need more teams, you need your teams to be better.
But ultimately, isn't this, it just comes down to, you know, it's not if you're good or not, it's how much money you can bring in. Texas and Oklahoma are in worse shape as far as being good going to the SEC, but it means more money. So when it comes to the Pac-12, isn't it just simply about, you're getting ready to renegotiate your TV deal? I'm guessing that they're going to sit around and say, okay, if we add four, if we add six, if we add eight, if we add 10, what does that do? And the one that gives the biggest bottom line, the most payout per team, that's what it is. Because across college football, they've made the statement, it's not about being good, it's not about the product, it's not about anything other than how much money can we make?
Well, I mean, that may be the case, but we're still going to end up with the same argument come November as we have for the last decade, which is, you know, what is – it's Oregon and USC and then what?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the argument we have every year about the college football playoff, and do you take two SEC teams, or does Oregon deserve, you know, however we frame that argument, at the end of the year, that argument is just going to be worse if you add teams like West Virginia and Oklahoma State and, I mean, Kansas. I mean, really, does Kansas raise the strength of schedule for, you know, God bless them in basketball? But really, what is it? I mean, if we're talking about, I don't know. I understand the idea of markets and, you know, TV reach, and that translates to dollars. But what are you trying to do in the end? Are you just trying to make a bunch of money, or are you trying to be good? I think the majority of us have the answer that we want, but kind of know that it's not the answer that we're going to get.
Yeah.
We all want to be good, but what we're going to end up with is something that gets the Pac-12 and the conference the most money.
And we'll see, because the Pac-12 has been such a stickler about academic institutions. It's why, you know, the BYU thing has never mattered.
It's why Boise didn't get in.
Yeah, why Boise didn't get in. And so we're about to find out. The Pac-12 has always been very elitist when it comes to this, and very selective. Research institutions and, you know, academic standards. And we're going to find out, because a lot of the teams that are being tossed out there do not come close to meeting supposedly their standards. And so we're about to find out if, you know, there's a price tag on everybody.
Well, you know what we should do is, instead of a big 12, Pac-12. Oh, nice save.
Jack.
Make it 16 saves. There we go. Instead of a big 12, Pac-12 merger, we should have a Pac-12 Ivy League merger.
Ooh.
Truly make it a cross-country you know, you bring in the Northeast market into there. I mean, talk about the TV dollars of Boston and New York. Now we're talking.
If the academic, what is that? The Academic Bowl. If that thing ever, you know, takes off, then
it should add MIT.
There you go.
There you go. Well, there's a little MIT, a little bit of, what's the other, tech school, not the Mass Tech, but let's bring Caltech in.
Yeah.
Let's start going. We can have an academic decathlon like they did in Billy Madison.
There is a
Instead
school
of playing football. We could just have an academic decathlon every year.
Yeah, there's a school in Colorado. It's like the Colorado School of Mines or something. That's like one of like the three or four best school. Like every year when you look at like the rankings. I think that's what it is. I think it's the Colorado School of Mines. It's like the third or fourth best college in America. And say we've already got a footprint in Colorado. Let's lean in. Maybe smart kids can play football. That's the way it was like back in like the 1910s.
They'll out-scheme them.
Yes.
Yes.
We will
out-scheme them. I like that.
Do you think that, seriously, do you think Oregon should be looking around? Do you think Oregon should be on the phone with the Big Ten?
No. No, I don't, because at that point, I mean, if we get to the point where, and it feels that way a little bit with Pac-12, Big 12, if we get to that point, like, let's just call a spade and make it truly a professional college league, like we've talked about. Like take the Alabamas and take the Oregons and take the SCs and take, you know, you take them all and then you just make, a tier one, right? Because if schools just start searching around for whoever the heck they want to be a part of, then I don't know. It doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah.
If we're still trying to hold on to this idea of regional rivalries, you know, that's why we're bringing in BYU to have a rivalry with Utah, then Oregon going to the Big Ten makes zero sense at all.
Yeah, a lot of people are frustrated with that part of it.
Yeah.
It's just really changing, and it's just all the old rivalries are just going away. It sucks. But
welcome to the new world.
It's also kind of exciting.
Well, look, I honestly think this would be – it wouldn't be solved, but this wouldn't be as much of a discussion if the other schools would just get better. Like, come on, guys, like, stop being terrible. I mean, that's been the knock on the Pac-12 for so long, is there is no, with the exception of Oregon over the last 20 years, even SC has had down years, right? If Cal and if Washington was as good as they used to be, and if Oregon State was what they were in the early 2000s, and if, you know, every once in a while you could get your Arizona and your UCLA, and if Colorado, you know, had Cordell Stewart, and, you know, God, I mean, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They would be the team, they would be the conference that people wanted to come play for, but they're not. And, you know, in the same way that it doesn't matter if Alabama is in Tuscaloosa or a major metropolitan market, the fact is they're good and people want to watch them and people want to be around that program. So it doesn't matter where they are. Good football programs bring in money. So Cal, Stanford, get better.
Kansas, get better.
No, not Kansas.
Oh okay. Hey, we'll let you go. Good luck the rest of the game there. I hope they pull it out.
Well, game just ended. Jack just, in the middle of that conversation, Jack just had a sequence where they fired on him. He went diving, knocked it down, knocked it back to the guy who fired again and hit the post, only to then pounce back out to then fire a high one that Jack knocked over the top of the frame. So I've officially hit that point with my kids where it's like, holy cow, like this is more than fun. Like, hey, we're coaching, you know, CYO basketball on the weekend. This is kind of nerve-wracking. I got a seventh grader who's in the net, and you know, we're gonna have some hard conversations here tonight.
All right, yeah, be hard on him. Okay, that's the way.
No. I'm not gonna be hard on him. I'm gonna try and, you know, how do you console a seventh grader who just got beat up pretty good for the first time?
Well, you said it was 3-2, and it's his first time in big net. So
yeah.
I mean, you know, good little performance.
It's the learning
out of
game.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is a learning game. I like that.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
Joey Harrington on The Fan, brought to you by BMW Portland, where relationships matter. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or BMWPortland.com. Let's come back and wrap up the college football expansion discussion next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.